Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Friday is food day for us, and joining us now, one half of the Chicago Very Own Eats podcast, Mike Piff. He does that with Kevin Powell. And Mike, you've got some Bears snack ideas for us this morning. Is that it?
I do. Good morning, Bob. Yeah, and you know, I need to preface this by saying that we don't get the Bears in the playoffs very often, so feel free to treat it like your Super Bowl, where you get as much food as possible, and that's kind of how I've treated my menu here. Is these are kind of my go-tos for Super Bowl Sundays, which I treat like a national holiday as is. So I think we need this also for the stress eating when you're doing this against the Packers to have handy.
So this would be some food you can have while you're watching the game on TV, or maybe some tailgate ideas, huh?
Oh, yeah. Actually, a few of these will work with your tailgating. I think watching from home is going to be a good idea, too, just so you are in the comfort of and safety of your own home, because I still am very nervous and antsy about tomorrow. I'm excited, but I'm antsy about tomorrow.
All right. I hope you can digest all of this food. Let's go through some of these recipes. And we should say after 10, we'll get this posted at WGNRadio.com if you want to look at the ingredients that we're talking about here. Okay, lay it on us here, Mike.
All right. I like to start with my chili queso that I do for most family gatherings. I actually had this around Christmas time, too, which I will also preface things by saying that there's a lot of cream cheese involved with these recipes. You know, I'm not planning on getting a six pack like Gerard Butler in 300. So just accept that ahead of time. But with my chili queso, I like to have two blocks of cream cheese, a can of Hormel chili. I don't do it with the beans, but if you want beans, throw that in there too. And a 10-ounce can of Rotel with the diced tomatoes and green chilies. Throw that all into a slow cooker. With this, you could do that with a smaller one, and then add some cayenne pepper to get to how much heat you want in there. But that's one that you can throw in together and let sit in the slow cooker for a couple hours. You'll be good by game day. Next up, I like to do this with, actually most of my family does this, is the taco roll-ups, which I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening do this. You have a version of this with your tortillas, where you're mixing together cream cheese, taco seasoning, shredded cheddar cheese, black olives, green chilies. Mix that all together and let it chill in the fridge for a while. Spread it all together, put it in the fridge for a couple more hours, and that's when you can bring to your tailgate. And then last, with the appetizer section here, another cream cheese favorite is our family's sausage rolls that we do, which is basically taking a pound of breakfast sausage, browning that all together, mixing it with two blocks of cream cheese, and then you could actually treat that like your own like dip if you wanted to. It's delicious. And then rolling it over those Pillsbury crescent rolls, leave it as a rectangle, throw that in the oven for a good like 16 minutes, and you have probably the most addicting thing you're going to have at your game day watch party.
Okay, so that's the health food. What else do you have?
I have something a little healthier here that my wife came up with. She brought it to a neighborhood party recently. Instead of a 7-layer dip, this is a 7-layer salad. So get excited for this, Bob. Our 7 layers that we're talking about here are, you got your greens, your grape tomatoes, bell peppers, hard-boiled eggs, which you can get those at the store, red onion, shredded cheese, and the best part, bacon. And trust me, it looks gorgeous. It tastes even better. The dressing that she used, and she got this recipe from WholesomeYum.com, which I feel like I need to cite here so no one comes after us for that. But the dressing she does is she whisks together mayo and sour cream and let it refrigerate for 2 hours. I actually recommend just doing it tonight, letting it sit in the fridge overnight, and it's perfect. So there's your healthy portion.
Have you taste tested everything you're talking about?
Oh, yes. I put my full approval on everything that I'm talking about here.
I know you've got a lot of different recipes, more than we have time to mention here. We'll post them all later at WGNRadio.com.
Yes.
But leave us with that one you've got for the grill.
Yeah, so what I and I've kind of been doing this more often lately, is getting a big steak that you can share with friends. I recently picked up a tomahawk steak from Wheaton Meat Company. Get that on the grill, slice that baby up, and people can kind of pull from that. The other thing I like to do is get as many different kind of varieties of like stuffed bratwursts. And this maybe could be your little nod to the Packers if you want to, but I like to get different flavors, like, say, a Supreme Pizza stuffed bratwurst or bacon gouda. Cut those up, put some toothpicks in that after you've grilled them, and you're good for, like, the second half of your game.
All right. Again, later on, check out our show page at WGNRadio.com for those recipes and more from Mike Piff, who does Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast with Kevin Powell. And you're going to be at Jake Melnick's later, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go meet up with the afternoon show is going to be out there. Kevin is going to be on site with Wendy Snyder and our friends Hamp and OB. Looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, 2 until 6:30, Jake Melnick's at 61 East Superior Street. And here's the deal, though. Hamp and OB are going to be there, so if you want to eat while you're there, order before they arrive. You know what I mean? Because once they start ordering, that's it. They're going to be running out of everything. And you'll be able to hear it all here on WGN Radio this afternoon. Thanks, Mike. Go Bears.
Go Bears.